When Satan accused you of something, you said not guilty. The verdict had been rendered. I'm not guilty. You old sorry, this and that. The verdict has been rendered not guilty. Once the court, the judge announced the verdict and they find you not guilty, they can't hold you in jail. They can't keep treating you like you committed a crime. No, they can't. Bless God. God justified you. God justified me. And I am not guilty of being a sinner and a wicked person, an ungodly person, an evil person. And Satan, you have no right to put your hands on God's property. Hallelujah. And then I have to walk according to the word of God, so I give him no right. And that's why he brings the doubt, the unbelief, and all of that stuff, trying to deceive me to give him a right to mess with me. But oh, bless God, thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Faith is how you live and believe God and resist the devil. How do we do this? With faith-filled words. I'm going to say that again. How do we do this? How do we believe God? And how we resist the devil? With faith-filled words. Satan, I resist you. How? I rebuke you. With faith-filled words. Because God said resist the devil and what? That's faith-filled words. Because God said it. Faith-filled word. By saying the same thing that God has said. By saying the same thing, that means you're going to have to get in the Bible and find out what God has said. Amen. You can't say what God said and don't know. Amen. You got to get in the word and find out what God has said. Now watch it. Now watch this. Jesus told the devil that it was written in Matthew 4:4. You remember when he was baptized, John baptized him, and then he went in the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights he fasted. And at the end of the fast, here come the devil. If you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Look how God, look how Jesus handled him. He said in Matthew 4:4, but he answered and said, it is written. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of, that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Man shall not live by bread alone. You know Satan shut up and went on somewhere else. You know he didn't bring it up again. We need to learn how to use the scripture. Amen. We need to learn how to use what's out. If you don't know it, how are you going to use it? That means you know your rights. And Satan went right on and tempted him again. He told him it's written. Tempt him again. He told him it's written. And you know what Satan did? Packed a little stuff up and got on out of town. Because he knew, I can't mess with him. He know what's written. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. How did this? He did this with, listen. He did this with every temptation that Satan brought to tempt him with. It's written. Every temptation Satan brought to tempt him with, Jesus used the word, it's written. And Satan left him unsuccessfully. And that's what he'll do in your life. He'll come tempt you, just be consistent with the word. Don't be pulled by your feelings. Don't be pulled by the pressure. No, don't let that pull you. You use the word. He'll leave you unsuccessfully. This same devil and demons that comes against you, Jesus has already conquered them. Did you hear what I said? I said Jesus has already conquered them for you. That is why he gave you these faith-filled words. Everything God is, everything Jesus is in the Word. Think about, just let me say it again so you can think about it. Everything God is, everything He can do, everything Jesus is, everything He can do is in the Word. And He gave you the faith-filled words. He gave you His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Satan is defeated. Jesus tells us how to get faith and where faith comes from. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh how? Now listen to this. This, you know, you have to hear what the Word is saying. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith come how? Faith cometh by hearing, and that's hearing the Word of God. You notice what it didn't say? Faith cometh by having heard. It didn't say that. Faith cometh by hearing. That means every day you got to hear the Word. Every day in the natural I eat, unless I'm fasting. Every day, several times a day I eat. Come on. Faith cometh by hearing. When? Every day. Not what I heard yesterday. I got to have some faith for today. And it comes by hearing. Hearing the Word of God. Hallelujah. So Romans 10:8 tells us what faith is. Watch it. But what says it? The Word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the Word of faith which we preach. See, that's what's coming to you right now as you view us on live streaming. Word of faith. Faith is coming. These words I'm giving to you now are filled with God's faith. It's filled with faith. And you receive them in your heart, then you have faith in your heart. Your faith will expand. Your faith will grow. And you can get to that place where you say, I got great faith. Hallelujah. Because these words are faith-filled words. And they are to be proclaimed and taught according to Scripture, according to God's standard. Not somebody go in there, twist them up, and make them say what they want them to say according to their denomination or whatever. Then that's not the way to preach the Bible. Going in there, eliminating this because you don't like it, you don't see it, or somebody doesn't feel you full of unbelief. Everything God said is real. Amen. Are you hearing me this morning? You preach and teach and proclaim God's word. If you don't know it, leave it alone. I'm going to say that again because I don't know something. See, that's the problem with people. They're trying to teach something they don't know. If you don't know it, leave it alone. Teach what you know. Amen. You'll get some more. But if you're trying to teach something you don't know, you ain't going to get anything else from God because God's not going to back you up in your unbelief. No, He won't. He will not do it. But if you'll say, Lord, give me the truth. See, men have come up with stuff and trying to build their own thing. But we are here to lift Jesus. I'm not here trying to lift myself. Because in myself, by myself, apart from God, I can't do nothing for you. But with Christ, I can be a blessing in my place in the body. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So, we were created. You got to hear this.